the previous shorter articles. So in the meantime, we are advancing. Each and every day, you can feel that there are changes in our society, changes in the world. We're not so aware of how much each and every day we have changes in our system, the system of Adam HaRishon, which is a tremendous, huge system. And whatever we do, that seemingly cannot be seen or heard, how can it be? What changes can we make in it, in this system? But indeed, great changes are occurring there, because each part is connected to all the other parts, so the smallest tremble that a person makes all the more so people who are in our framework, when we are already working in a directed manner somehow towards the purpose of creation. This influences the entire reality, the whole system of Adam HaRishon, and the system changes, and it truly undergoes significant shakes from one day to the other. So even though it seems to us that there are no significant changes from one day to the next, oh, some small local news maybe, that is not true. Specifically in our time, and as a result of our work that is seemingly small and invisible, the changes in the entire system are big, and we specifically are those who are performing these significant changes. So let us continue, and we will see in practice what is it that we have caused, what positive benefit we have in the entire general system and in our world. Creator, etc. So he explains to us that through these three stages, which is love your thy friend as thyself, through this we come to fear, and later on we'll reach faith. And through these three things that come one following the other, we reach the feeling of the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. That's it. This is what we have to reach. Now, it's not that now we will start philosophizing about what is more, what is less, why is it this way, why is it not any other way. That does not matter at all. It doesn't matter at all. We should study it in a natural way, like the way children learn from life, from the practice. They stumble upon something, they get hit by this, they study from that, they realize why it is this way or why it's the opposite way, etc. This is how we should study. That is, the work in order to grow, to develop, has to be practical, that we will perform all kinds of actions. And this is called, from your actions, we know you. From these actions, we will start to get to know what world we truly exist in, what forces are truly operating on us, how we can come closer to them and influence them, interact with them. However, it's not out of philosophizing with our intellect. It needs to be practical. And practical is only in how much we invest in practice, in coming closer between us. There, as we try to come closer, like children who come together and play, so we, in coming closer between us, will find all the things in favor and against that will help us, all of us. It will help all of us to come to know the entire process. And if now I'll write 1,000 times that first it needs to be faith, and then it's providence and attainment, and love thy friend as thyself, how much it limits my desire, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You will forget about it, if not on the same day, the next day. Because you cannot study things theoretically, but only on the conditions that they clove on our flesh, meaning on our desire. Therefore, the questions, we can hear these questions, but to answer them, you have to receive answers only out of the actions that you will perform. I'm not going to give you answers because it will only confuse you. And you will think that this is the whole of the Torah. Just like children learn the world by being in it, you should also enter the spiritual world, activating its forces and learn from them.
Я так понял, что начинается все с условия, когда эти люди
собрались.
Думать о том, как подавить свой.
That when these people assembled in a group, well, each one should then think of how to control his ego rather than to fulfill his desire to receive. So there are two questions here. The first is that many times I don't actually feel that we're truly assembling. And secondly, I can't really think of bestowing to the friends.
So now you see that you have problems. That is, you don't have a desire to give to the friends, you don't have the desire to connect with the friends, you don't even have a feeling that we are connecting, that we are coming to connect. So we need to work on that. If you want to organize it in a concrete manner, like children who are playing, it won't happen. It won't happen. He's telling you that in a very realistic way. We have to practically reach new relations, a new world. So how come we don't build such a form between us? Well, you need to realize that you are in your life. That's your life. Leave it aside. Besides that, you're building between you, between the friends, a new network of connection. And in that network of connection, you want to exist, to live according to new rules, new laws. And it doesn't have to do with our world, our families, all of these things. Rather, we need to determine these new relations between us. This is what we need. So let us build this network. Then you will realize what is happening, and then we will start to understand. Oh, for this we need faith, for this we need fear, for this we need confidence, etc. Then we will start to understand what we're missing in the connection between us on this level that we're building it artificially. And later on, when we will start to build it, we will start to see that on that level, we have laws. And these laws begin to show us their content, how to determine the connection between us.
Rav, what kinds of questions would you encourage between the 10 in order to really evoke the need for a love of friends? What kinds of discussions would you encourage?
It's a sneaky question, a very good one, to the point. What would I awaken? I would awaken all kinds of questions about how do we build between us a network of connection, a correct one, where we will start to advance towards discovering the correct connection between us and the Creator in it. All in all, what is the Creator? If we scrutinize between us that network of how do we connect more correctly, more correctly, more correctly, with more fear, more confidence, more strength of connection, more love, then all in all, behind all of these words that we need to scrutinize, seemingly each and every word, what is its content? All in all, what do we want? We want to feel such a kind of connection called Bore, Creator. The Creator does not exist. This is why it is said, you have made me. That we build a specific kind of connection between us, such that it is called Bore, Creator. Come and see. This is what we need. And it all depends on us. As much as we advance, as much as we search in the connection between us. Now the time has come for us to finally demand what is it that we're doing from one day to the next. Are we advancing in building this connection or not? So here he's giving us some details. Fear, honor, love, coming closer or something, but or faith. However, these words are just empty words. Truly, empty words. What do I see in them? What do I understand about them? Fear. Oh, it says fear somewhere. I should go and check it out. But how is it related? It doesn't exist in me. Etc. So until we touch one another, until we come closer to one another, nothing will happen. So, first of all, let us try to come closer. Let us try to discover how much we're missing in the connection between us. Since in the connection between us, we don't have these gripping points, these connection points, such that in them we can discover this general inclusive feeling, and it is called the Creator. The Creator, Boe, is Boe. Come and see. We put him together between us. The Creator is the result of the connections between us. It's a problem. Therefore, all of this philosophizing, answering questions, yes or no, it's not going to help. We have reached a situation, we have to do it practically. You can tell the child as much as you want all of the wise stuff, however, what he sees out of life, that's what he's going to grasp, to learn. And all the rest, we forget it. How much did we learn in our life, in schools, or all kinds of other wisdoms? What do we remember out of it? Nothing. Because whatever you didn't stumble upon in life, you don't remember it, you don't know it. Therefore, coming closer between us in practice is the most important thing.
Romania.
Good morning. My question is, what practical preparation we need to do for us to be able to obtain what the articles speak about?
If we begin to come closer in practice, in the article it doesn't mention any practical actions. But if we begin throughout the day to try to get closer to each other in practice and to find ways to be closer together, connected together, then we will begin to feel that we do, or perhaps that we don't, have these discernments. It's like in the family. You want to come close to your wife. What kind of energies should you invest? What kind of thoughts, what kind of actions to perform, these actions, those actions? What kind of response do you want to elicit? Well, that's how we work in this life, but with the friends, there's a huge area, a spiritual area, with strangers to whom you want to come closer according to your spiritual discernments, and so that the Creator will always.
We spoke, I think, about a period of 2 months already about faith without reason, about all the states of darkness, feeling emptiness, resistance for connection, all these things. And now in this article, we introduce, well, it's not new, but we didn't spoke about it very deeply, about this gate of fear, being able for coming to faith. Rav, is this a question? Can you elaborate on, is there a structure or a kind of hierarchy between all these different sensations, feelings we have to develop to this fear above reason? Oh, sorry, to this faith above reason.
Search for this in the connection between you, not in the pages, in the connection between you. The wisdom of Kabbalah isn't something you learn from a book. It's not about knowing the pages by heart, knowing how many letters there are in an article. It's about creating the right system of connections between people. What you need to understand, all of you, is that you lack that, first of all. When we come to establish our connection, it's like people who are actually close to each other, and we are all close to each other, being in the system of Adam HaRishon. But because of the shattering, we drifted apart, and we're far away from one another. And we don't know how to come close. Like with, let's say, husband and wife. We don't know how to come closer together. What can we do? What points of connection can there be between us? So he says you have fear, the lack of confidence, faith, love, all sorts of actions that we have to perform called commandments. The upper light, which we need to draw, which is called the Torah, and it will help us be tied together. He explains to us how to assemble this connection between us. But we have to start working on it and to see then, do we have it? Don't we? Is there something missing? And that's the thing.
What does actually the word love mean in love thyself? Love your friend as yourself. What does the word love? What does this love mean? It's.
Well, are you a technically minded person, or what is your profession?
Yes, I'm an engineer from basics, yes.
As Yofi. Yofi.
Great. Excellent. So, try imagining, let's say that you have two blocks, or cogwheels, or something, and you press them together such that they begin to work as one, to operate as one. So we say that there is such a tight connection, such a tight bond between them, that they become one block instead of two blocks. And that is what you call love. That is called love. You could say, why should we call it that? Just it's one block. No, because inside of them, there is still the shattering. There is still distance. They were once separate, and now they connected above the shattering, above the distance. They attached themselves to each other. And so, their coarseness from them being different, and now the connection between them, where they are as one, all of that together builds the feeling of love and their connection where they act in a reciprocal manner, and that is called faith above reason, because their reason is where each one feels himself as a separate being. And yet they feel that they are as one. The shattering that happened at the beginning of creation is never revoked, never goes away. It's specifically because it happened that now we can, above the shattering, establish connections, and then we have this power of connection, the intensity of our connection, 620 times over. Terach, multiplied by Terach. Because now they put into there all of the evil, all of the separation, the disconnection, the shattering that was revealed. And so the strength of the connection is great. Adam HaRishon prior to the sin was just a little beast. And after the sin, he is similar to the Creator. Actually, the equal of the Creator. And so, the connection above the distance, that's all of our work. And we need to try to talk about it and to understand how only this relates to correction. Look at what the world is lacking today, missing today. What would happen in the world if people didn't look at any external quality? You're black, you're white, you're yellow, or you're like this, like that. If everyone understood that to begin with, we all belong to one system from which you cannot extract even one little screw. If you do that, the whole system cannot exist. It has to be whole. And so we need to think only about how to complete each other mutually. If that's how people thought in the world, how quickly would the world have come to the degree of the end of correction? And so we need to try to be connected together in that manner. We have no choice about this. We have to also show an example to everyone.
I heard now that we should give an example to everyone.
How do we give an example to the whole
world? How do we give an example to the whole world?
We must understand that we are all in one system. Africa, Asia, America, Europe. We are all in one system. If I awaken my group towards connection, then we act within that single system. And the system feels it. Perhaps it's not aware exactly, but conscious. But it feels that it wants to also reach connection. And that's because we operate in one single system.
Kiev too.
Rav, another question, can I?
Yes.
Rav, we've reached a state where there's a feeling where that if the Creator doesn't answer our prayers, then there's nothing. It requires many efforts. But what do we do?
Look, today we are speaking from a new degree of connection, a new degree of bestowal. Perhaps you cannot feel it, all of you, but during these past few days and today, well, we've started to become more oriented towards a connection between us. We're making another step forward and another, and you will see how in the world as well there will be some tremors. So we need to perform all these actions. We need to perform actions, to simply feel a little more that we have to come together and to participate in wanting to feel the one system, all of us. We want to come to a state where the system of Adam Rishon has to be revealed. It has to be revealed now. It's like children, where each one lives in his own family, but later they get together and they play together as one unit, one commando unit. So we do the same. We live in this world, but between us, we are united, connected, like one commando unit above this world. And we build a web of connections between us, above this world. And in that web, we need to be connected in heart, in mind, in our desires, our inclinations. And all these qualities we talked about, the fear, faith, and we will discover more. These are discernments in that network of connection, in that web of connection between us. But this is what we have to imagine, to envision. How to connect together in that one network above this earth. Try to imagine these things, and suddenly you will begin to feel that they truly exist, and that there is power there. And the Creator is awakening us, sustaining us, holding us in that state.
Rav, we're
coming closer and closer. This is clear from one day to the next. Through another question and another question, and also Rav is answering the questions. What I'd like to ask is, what should we do?
Today we think about the general network between us, how to form it, how to discover it in such a way where we are tied together and we have a global group and we're all in it as parts of that network. And we want to discover from our connection what kind of qualities we have there, what kind of inclinations, what data we have in this network. And then we will begin to discover what faith is, what love is, what connection is. All these discernments that he talks about here, we will begin to discover them. And they're completely different than what we have in corporeality. It's just the same words being used. but it's completely different things. So that's why, first of all, let's begin to feel the network. That's what I say. And later, we will begin to understand.
Расскажите, пожалуйста, в нашей
Thank you, Rav.
Вот эти три закона.
Please tell me, in our feeling, these three rules, love of others, faith and fear, what connects between them is the reforming light or our efforts to achieve the goal?
I'll tell you one thing. When I connect to a friend, I connect to the Creator. It is said that the Creator is between me and the friend. Right? That's one instance. In another instance, it's said that the friend is between me and the Creator. You understand? At times we learn that the Creator is behind every friend. So we have to understand that, well, I don't feel like connecting with anyone. I don't feel like connecting with anyone to think about anyone. But if I know that by this I connect to the Creator, this is how He built this imaginary world, and therefore, this is the only way I can connect to Him. Look, there are no friends here, nothing. It's all imaginary. The Creator alone fills the whole of reality, and I can connect to Him. So I connect to each and every one, therefore, in such a way where looking at it as the appearance of the Creator in front of me. And if in that way I connect to all people, and much more so the friends, this is the Creator displayed before me, then it becomes easier for me. I feel that with every moment I'm connecting to the Creator and all His facets. And therefore, I can establish myself each time in a way which is more suited to it. By that, I change.
In the 10, out of exertion and a deficiency to fulfill the guidelines for the path, what is the good way to take upon ourselves? The end result is in the preliminary thought about that network that you talked about it between us also.
Actions. Trying to create, to build a network of connections between us every day. An emotional one, something that completely has nothing to do with this world, above the earth, as we say. We need to cover the whole earth, the whole planet, with a virtual connection between us. Where we feel that we are connected to each other so tightly that the Creator can begin to be revealed between us.
So the end result is in the preliminary thoughts. Sometimes it's about intention. Okay, I can even stop and arrange my intention. But we see in this scrutiny that those wise at heart did. It reminds me a little bit the question about the puzzle or that feeling that we want to have that complete picture of adhesion. How do we work? We don't have the upper thought. How do we work with this? The end result is in the preliminary thought, as a methodical thing.
The end result is in the preliminary thought means that we create a complete network of connections between us, And we want, right now, we want to reach it. We envision it. That's the meaning of being as one man with one heart, to connect all of our desires together.
Rav, in the article we read, there's a very typical situation with as to many things we studied. There are three components, three ingredients, and it's clear that until we reach it, we won't understand anything. But I have this general question. Until we put together all of these three components together, it's impossible to understand anything, to feel anything. Let's say we have these different triplets in different places. We find them like Israel, the light, and the Creator is one. Is it all the same?
Look, it's all true, but the Creator does it. We just need to make an effort. And to make an effort, well, if we do it correctly, we don't do it correctly, it doesn't matter. The main thing is just to make the effort. The Creator doesn't need our finished, beautiful, complete work for us to do that. He wants the effort that we make. If you take the great Kabbalists, great sages who understand, and they assemble something, or you take some little children who are just starting on their way, trying to do something, the Creator expects those beginners who make an effort and fail, but they make an effort. He enjoys them, and he wants them to make an effort to turn to him and to help them. So he helps them. The Creator finishes the work. He does everything. And it's not with our intelligence. It's not me and the might of my hand. It's not us who do it. So don't approach it with intelligence, with understanding. I noticed how all of you want to just clothe on this article to understand how to connect this part to that part, what happens first and what happens later. No. The Lord builds the house. If the Lord does not build the house, all the workers toil in vain. The workers toil in vain. So it cannot be. It's only the efforts, only our desire. And the desire is where the more we understand that we're incapable of it, the more complete our desire will be. Imagine to yourself, the more I know that I don't know, the more I understand that I don't understand, and so much, but I want it. And that's what the Creator wants. That's what he expects.
Yes, again, beloved teacher, when we connect as a tent between us, what does it mean that we build a masach and or chozer and we clothe the Creator in this connection?
Let's say I'm with 9 more friends, and with each one of them I have this natural rejection. Natural, simple, I don't feel like it, I don't feel like connecting with them, I don't feel like any of that. I still understand that I have no choice, I need to overcome myself. And when I try and come closer to them, in order to build some kind of form of connection between us, I start seeing that I'm rejected from them, I hate them, I don't want them, I can't tolerate them, and so on. To the extent I have such rejections more and more, but I understand that it's the Creator doing this on purpose. That is called, I've created the evil inclination. That is the evil inclination, not that something on the streets there. No, that something here in the connection with the society that I want to connect and he doesn't let me. Here, I need to get assistance. Because without his help, he does this on purpose to me. so I will not be able to connect with the friends, and the friends specifically, all the rest of the things in my life, I don't care, yes, no, whatever will be, but most important is my connection with the group, and then I don't know what to do. And then there is the prayer, there is a mutual request from the friends, and the prayer of many, as it's called, that we cannot each overcome his own will to receive and come closer to the others, but that together we start coming closer to one another, above differences, sorry, above our ego that's rejecting one another from one another, and then we reach out to the Creator, demand from him all of these things, and they bring us to correction. That is all.
Is that called Ochozer, reflected light, when we turn to the Creator?
Yes, study.
What is the meaning that neither bayonets or education or public opinion can change man's nature?
Do you see that they do change man? Do you see change in Russia or in the kibbutz? In other places, no. No, it can't be. But you need only through, like the upper light, that it will paint a person with his will to receive, egoistic, and give him these forms, and you want this to take place in a different way. Go ahead, if you can draw the light that reforms, that you can do, then you have only one limited form to influence reality. And that is simply to bring the light that reforms, that will influence man, influence man's ego, and then in such a way it will change. That's it. But not that he'll need to think of the others and be good to the others and share with the others, even take them into consideration. There is no such thing. The shattering exists in each and every one of us clearly. It's been through all of the vessels, the desires, until their completion. So there cannot be any correction here, but only through the light that reforms, that will start connecting us together. And before that, we won't be able to take one another into consideration because we're not connected to one another. And that's what we need to try and do, try and be connected in the tens together. And of course we won't succeed, but we need to reach a state that we do not succeed. That is called recognition of evil. And then we cry out, correct us, and then the Creator will correct. So he needs this. He needs us to understand that we are detached from one another. He needs us to try with all of our strength, as much as possible, to be connected to one another. Like a child that wants to do something, he tries and tries and tries. And with all of his strength. And then, at the end of our despair, we begin to understand that it's the Creator doing this on purpose and that we need to reach out to him. And then we do reach out to him, and then he corrects. That is called, the Creator will complete me. That he will complete after I do all the actions along the way in order to reach the success of connection. I see there is no such thing. And then the Creator, he completes me.
Isn't this called education? Isn't this education?
Through what can you do the first? Through education, you can only do the first stage to explain it. But then there is no wise as the experienced. They need to see that they are not capable of doing it themselves. To the end, no matter how much you tell a person you can, you can't, it won't help. It's just from the action.
When we're going out to educate, to explain things,
If you want them to start reaching out to the Creator and to convince Him to help them,
of course not.
They don't have enough desire, enough strength. There is no despair. There is no cry. It can come only from an action. Let's continue. To us, what's happening? You forgot everything?
Because he writes, there is no other remedy for humanity unless they bestow upon others to give the Creator contentment. That's why I wonder here, because this is the work of the people with a point in the heart. And here it says it's for everyone.
For all of humanity? Wait, the Creator needs to be revealed in everyone?
Yes.
Answer.
Yes, yes.
Okay, how is it revealed that these vessels are demanding it or coming closer to it, etc.? So what's the question?
But what vessels should demand the Creator?
Everyone. And they are from the shattering of the vessel, every single kli from the shattering of the vessel. They all need to feel all of these things. And if at the start we say that there is only a very small part of the people that have a point in the heart, that's only in the beginning of the scrutiny. By the light that comes small upon all the shattered vessels, then all of these shattered vessels, they feel it a little bit. And then more and more and more, and you see how today in our time, all of humanity is starting to come closer to wisdom, to sensation, to education. Within the last 100 years, look what's happened in all around the world. You understand? That is why, eventually, of course, everyone will be, because through the shattering, there was gathering with everyone, and take a person who's sitting up north on some kind of sitting on an iceberg, what, that he won't be able to attain the Creator? Everyone shall know me from small to great, and my house will be the house of prayer to all nations, to all the nations. That's considered the third temple. Not half nor a quarter, not Israel, but everyone. And we are now in such a state. That's why I'm talking about the general correction all the time. That's why we disseminate this to the entire world. That's also why all the religious people are yelling at me. Because they, in the meantime, are feeding off the Torah of the time of exile. Love of friends.
Yes, so we're going to read the article Love of Friends 2, article number 6.
Ba'avt l'racha kamocha.
Love thy friends as thyself. Rabbi Akiva says it is a great rule, in Hebrew also collective, in the Torah. It means that if one keeps this rule, all the details are included in it, meaning it is taken for granted that we will come to the particulars effortlessly without having to work for it.
You hear, if we come to love thy friend as thyself, that covers all the Torah, all the exertions, all corrections, everything. Why? Because we've learned the wisdom of Kabbalah. It all stems from the shattering of the kli. If we reach correction between us, right, then all the kli, it just stabilizes as whole. That's why I love thy friend as thyself, either or to rebuild, reconnect all the parts of the soul of the Rishon, that's the same.
However, we see that the Torah tells us, what does the Lord seeketh of thee? To fear me. Thus, the primary requirement from a person is only fear. If one keeps the commandment of fear, all the Torah and mitzvot are contained in that. Even the commandment, love thy friend as thyself.
Meaning, if I am in fear, in awe of the Creator, then of course I will do what He tells me, to love thy friend as thyself. Go on.
Yet, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it is the opposite, meaning fear is contained in the rule of love thy friend. Moreover, according to our sages, the meaning is not as Rabbi Akiva says. They referred to the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole man. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Lord said, the whole world was not created but for this. However, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it seems that everything is contained in the rule of thy friend.
Meaning there is a question here. Either I'm afraid of the Creator, and then I do everything, or I come to love thy friend as thyself, that I connect everything with love. And I also have fear. What includes what? Fear includes love, or love includes fear? And
nevertheless, we find in the words of our sages that they said faith is the most important. They said,
that's the third component. We have fear, love, and then also faith.
Faith.
Yes.
They said that Habakkuk came and declared that there is only one. The righteous shall live by his faith. The Maharsha interprets, the thing that is most conclusive for any person from Israel at any time is faith. In other words, the essence of the rule is faith. Accordingly, it turns out that both fear and love thy friend are contained in the rule of faith. If we are to understand the above, we must examine closely the following. 1. What is faith? 2. What is fear? 3. What is love thy friend as thyself?
To understand these three things and what from them is the inclusive that includes everything, and that's what we can work of, and then we will most certainly reach our realization. Yes.
The most important thing is to always remember the purpose of creation, which is known to be to do good to his creations. Thus, if he wants to give them delight and pleasure, why are these three above matters, faith, fear, and love thy friend? It means that they need only qualify their vessels to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the creatures.
That is the main thing. We need to prepare ourselves from receiving goodness from the Creator. Everything we've been given is only to prepare our desire to receive all the goodness that He wants to give. He suffers from not being able to give. Yes.
Now we must understand for what these three above mentioned things qualify us. Faith, confidence included, gives us preliminary belief in the goal, which is to do good to His creations. We must also believe with the certainty that we can promise ourselves that we, too, can reach the goal. In other words, the purpose of creation is not necessarily for a select group. Rather, the purpose of creation belongs to all creations without exception. It is not necessarily the strong and skillful or the brave people who can overcome. Rather, it belongs to all the creatures. Examine the introduction to the study of the Ten Sfirot, where it quotes, "This is the blessing. The Creator said unto Israel, regard, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and does the words of Torah, the entire wisdom and the whole of the Torah are in his heart." End of quote. Thus, we must also use faith to have confidence that we can reach the goal and not despair midway and flee the campaign. Rather, we should believe that the Creator can help even a low and ignoble person like myself. It means that the Creator will bring me near Him and I will be able to attain adhesion with Him. Yet to acquire faith, fear must come first, as it is related in the introduction to the book of Zohar. Fear is a commandment that contains all the commandments in the Torah, since it is the gate to faith in Him. According to the awakening in one's fear, in his guidance, someone believes in his guidance. It ends there, quote, "The fear is lest he will lessen the giving of contentment to his Maker," end quote. This means that the fear that one should have with regard to the Creator is that perhaps he will not be able to give contentment to the Creator, and not that fear will concern one's own benefit. It follows that the gate to faith is fear. It is impossible to reach faith by any other way. To acquire fear, the fear that one might not be able to give contentment to his Maker, he must first desire and yearn to bestow. Afterwards, he can say that there is room for the fear, that he might not be able to sustain the fear. However, one is usually afraid that perhaps his self-love will not be complete, and he does not concern himself with not being able to bestow upon the Creator. By which substance can one be brought to acquire a new quality that he must bestow, and that reception for self is faulty? This is against nature. Though at times one receives a thought and desire that he must abandon self-love, which comes to us by hearing of it from friends and books, it is a very small force, which does not always shine for us, so we can constantly appreciate it and say that this is the rule for all the mitzvot in the Torah. Thus, there is but one counsel. If several individuals come together with a force that it is worthwhile to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient power and importance of bestowal to become independent without outside help, if these individuals annul before one another, and all have at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot keep it in practice, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
Meaning all of the wisdom we learned in the beginning, faith, fear, love thy friend as thyself, all these things, that all in all, it takes place in the group among 10 people that want to be connected to one another without any too many calculations or most important is to connect to the hearts so that through that connection between them, they'll be able to feel the Creator, this single force of bestowal that unifies them and that is clothed in them. That is all. This is actually something practical and simple. So succeed in that, and hopefully tomorrow morning we'll hear that you succeeded in that. Truly so.
Creator.
Meaning all of the wisdom we learned in the beginning, faith, fear, love thy friend as thyself, all these things, that all in all, it takes place in the group among 10 people that want to be connected to one another without any too many calculations or most important is to connect to the hearts so that through that connection between them, they'll be able to feel the Creator, this single force of bestowal that unifies them and that is clothed in them. That is all. This is actually something practical and simple. So succeed in that, and hopefully tomorrow morning we'll hear that you succeeded in that. Truly so.